Islam in daily life.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Islam in Daily Life, which is prepared by Dr. Sayyid Ali Nabi. Islam is a way of life as old as man himself, and it is a complete way of life. In other words, those who follow it are required to adhere to its teachings and philosophy, and they do not have an option of seeking guidance from or showing loyalty to any other philosophy of life or system of beliefs. Though Islam consists of beliefs and actions, neither one of the two is by itself deemed enough. All great teachers of the world, Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus Christ, and Muhammad, peace be on them, are to be respected as the true prophets of Allah, because they all preached Islam, each according to his time. With the holy prophet of Islam, the basic teachings of Islam received their final shape. So Muhammad was the last of the prophets. After him, there will be no more prophets. However, reformers can and will appear. Allah has created the world and all things in it. He existed when nothing existed. Similarly, he shall continue to exist when all things have perished. He knows no beginning nor an end. He is unlike anything we know of. He has no form. He cannot be compared with anything. He is all-powerful, all-hearing, and all-seeing. He can do what he wills. He sees and hears everything, no matter where the thing be. Nothing is hidden from him. Even the thoughts of man are visible to him. Allah is the master, friend and guide of all of us. In his eyes, all people, poor or rich, black or white, learned or ignorant, are equal. A man can get close to him only by doing good deeds. Prayer and piety can be meaningful only if they lead to good deeds. There is no substitute for a good, honest life. Individuals and nations alike sink or swim accordingly as the record of their doings is black or clean. Allah loves justice, truthfulness, kindness, uprightness, and humility of spirit. He hates injustice, tyranny, falsehood, arrogance, cruelty, and quarreling. This is why he does not love nations that give themselves up to the worship of low desires, jealousy, greed, falsehood, hypocrisy, treachery, idleness, and riotous living. On the other hand, he loves those people who are honest and truthful, work hard, spend their wealth for the uplift of the downtrodden, cooperate with and help each other, are truthful and just in their dealings, keep their promises, and stick to what they say. Allah has made man in his own image. This means that man should try to inculcate in him the qualities Allah likes. The great attributes of Allah are His mercy, His justice, His love, His truthfulness, His strict keeping of promises, His impartiality towards His creatures, His ever-ready guidance and helpfulness, His knowledge, His wisdom and His patience. Man should try to copy these divine qualities. The more a man acquires these qualities, the nearer he is to Allah. Allah, again, has made man his vice-regent on earth. That means he has made man ruler of the earth and the creatures living on it. Man is, therefore, the chief of creation, superior to birds, animals, stars, heavens, rivers, and mountains. All these things have been made for the service of man, whose duty it is to make the best use of them. But man can do this only by loving and cooperating with other men. All by himself he can do nothing. Therefore, social life is a necessary step towards the worship of Allah. And a man who tries to escape from society into forests or monasteries is not worshipping Allah. Similarly, if a man lives in society but does not perform his social duties well, he cannot be a good Muslim. To be a good worshipper of Allah, man must do useful social work, which benefits a large number of people, not merely himself or his family. That is why the Prophet said, "The best of men is he who is socially the most useful to people." Again, because Allah is just and loves peace and order, He does not like those who create disorder, mischief, and quarrels among men. He hates injustice, and therefore does not like those who misuse political, economic, or religious power, and do injustice to the poor, or are cruel to the weak. Allah wants to raise all human beings to the highest level of human dignity. Therefore, those who try to keep other men poor, ignorant, superstitious, and degraded really go against the will of Allah and are disobedient to Him. But those who try to help the weak and the poor, and those who want to see other people educated, healthy, and prosperous, and spend their time and money for this purpose, are the beloved of Allah. The gifts of Allah to humanity are countless. The more important of them are faith, health, wealth, wisdom, and courage. It is necessary that men should really value these gifts and use them properly. These gifts are really a trust of Allah, and man is no more than a trustee. It is the duty of a trustee to look after his trust and not to waste it. The trust should be used only in the manner and for the purpose indicated by the author of the trust. Therefore, all those who waste and misuse their physical, mental, and spiritual powers and worldly possessions are sure to incur the displeasure of Allah. The Quran is replete with passages which describe the rewards and blessings for those who believe in Allah and obey Him, and the punishment and agony for those who ignore the divine message and lead a life of rebellion and disobedience. Allah has promised to believers gardens of everlasting bliss, under which rivers flow. But for those who reject His signs and revelation, there is nothing but hellfire. May Allah enable us to follow the teachings of Islam in every walk of our lives. And with this, we come to the end of this week's edition of Islam in Daily Life. Islam in Daily Life is prepared by Dr. Saeed Ali Nabi.
Islam in Daily Life.